vote on your election as chairman of the second session of the preparatory committee for the 2020 MPT REFCON. You can count on my delegation's full support and cooperation for your important work. I also wish to congratulate His Excellency Dato Sri Muhammad Shahrul Ikram Yaakob of Malaysia on his election as chairman of the third session of the preparatory committee. Mr. Chairman, the MPT's legitimacy and relevance has been severely challenged in recent years. States parties failed to adopt the final outcome document at the last REFCON in 2015. The pace of nuclear disarmament by nuclear weapon states remains very slow. Nuclear arsenals are in fact still being modernized. The convening of a conference to establish a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction has stalled. It is thus hardly surprising that the mistrust between the nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states has deepened since the last REFCON. The rights to peaceful users of nuclear energy remain challenging, in particular for developing countries. The CTBT has still not entered into force, and the adoption of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons last year raised questions about its impact on the MPT. This PrepCom is also taking place at a time when the current global geopolitical and security situation has become more complex and challenging. In this context, my delegation would like to make the following points that guide our work for this PrepCom. Our view is that nuclear weapon states must do more to fulfill their disarmament commitments under Article 6 of the MPT and the 2010 Action Plan. We urge them to continue engaging in meaningful dialogue to build trust so as to create the conditions for future nuclear disarmament negotiations. The entry into force of the CTBT is long overdue. We call on all countries which have not done so, in particular the Annex II countries, to sign and ratify the CTBT. Pending the entry into force of the CTBT, all states should refrain from any action that contravene the object and purpose of the treaty, including conducting nuclear explosions. We also hope to see progress in the negotiations of a fissile material cutoff treaty in a conference on disarmament and through discussions in the high-level expert preparatory group. Mr. Chairman, we remain concerned by threats to the nuclear non-proliferation regime, including by non-state actors, which could undermine international peace and security. Our view is that the IAEA safeguards verification regime plays a critical role in the implementation of the non-proliferation obligations under the MPT. We call on all MPT states parties which have not done so to conclude the IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and the additional protocol. On the situation on the Korean Peninsula, Singapore welcomes the resumption of inter-Korean talks and other significant developments, including high-level talks between the DPRK, the US, and China. We hope these developments will create favorable conditions that will lead to peace and stability and the eventual denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also urge the DPRK to fully comply with its obligations under all relevant UN Security Council resolutions and to return to the MPT. Singapore takes our obligations under the UNSC resolutions on the DPRK seriously and will continue to implement them assiduously. We have also continuously stepped up our counter-proliferation efforts. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action has been implemented for more than 2 years. The IAEA has verified that Iran has been implementing its nuclear-related commitments. We also welcome Iran's continued provisional application of the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement pending its entry into force. Mr. Chairman, the unraveling of the JCPOA will undermine the nuclear non-proliferation regime and multilateralism more broadly. We urge all relevant parties to remain committed to the JCPOA and to continue honoring the undertakings under the agreement. We also call on Iran to continue its full cooperation with the IAEA on all issues related to its safeguards undertakings. This will reassure the international community of the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Singapore supports the establishment of nuclear weapons-free zones as part of regional efforts towards a nuclear weapons-free world. In our region, the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty has been in force for 21 years. We regret that the conference on the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, as mandated by the 2010 MPT REFCON, has not been convened. We call on all parties to work together to break this stalemate. Mr. Chairman, Singapore supports the right of all states parties to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and technology under Article 4 of the NPT. We strongly support and have contributed to the IAEA's Atoms for Peace and Development mandate and its technical cooperation program to help developing countries attain their development targets, in particular the Sustainable Development Goals. The responsible development of peaceful applications of nuclear technology must, however, be carried out in a safe, secure, and safeguarded manner. Singapore therefore supports the IAEA's programs and activities to strengthen the international nuclear safety and security regime. Mr. Chairman, despite these challenges, our view is that the NPT remains the cornerstone of global non-proliferation regime. The consequences of the NPT losing its relevance and its credibility will ultimately be borne by all of us. We must therefore spare no effort to preserve and to strengthen the NPT and work towards its universalization. The preparatory committee meetings leading up to the 2020 NPT REFCON are thus opportunities to renew our commitments to strengthen the NPT. We hope all states parties could engage each other constructively and in the spirit of cooperation in this meeting. This will enhance the prospects of a successful and substantive outcome for the 2020 NPT REFCON, which would be a fitting way to mark the 50th anniversary of the treaty. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative of Singapore.